listener production.
Hi, I'm Nat Kringoutis and welcome to The Wellness Collective, the podcast dedicated to helping women feel happier, healthier and better. I'm a natural women's health expert with over 17 years experience and I'm passionate about helping women feel great in their bodies and minds. On this podcast, I cut through all the noise in the wellness space by interviewing experts from around the globe to discover the very best ideas and theories that will help you improve every aspect of your health. So I recently noticed something, and it's not a new realization, but when you see the same thing over and over and over again over the course of a day or two, you kind of go, okay, hang on a minute. Just need to piece in what's happening here and perhaps there's a bigger meaning. Maybe, and I'm talking in clinical practice, often I see the same theme over and over again over the course of a short period of time. So for example, if one person comes in with thyroid issues, five people come in with thyroid issues. And so it goes, whether it's endometriosis or PCOS or fertility or whatever it might be, it tends to be that there's this common theme over a series of days. And I think it's always been like that. And I kind of love that because you kind of build some momentum and you get reminded of certain ways and tools that you have in helping people. Anyway, recently I noticed that yet again, there was a common theme. And obviously I get to sit with a lot of people and I get to listen to their stories. And I will always say to a patient, I have no doubt we can fix your health issues. In fact, yes, we can definitely do that. I would say 9.5 times out of 10. But if we don't look at the reason why this is being triggered in your body, I guarantee you, I will see you back here in 3 months' time with your symptoms resurfacing. And I want to explore why that might be. It reminds me of a very old podcast I did with Christine Northrup, and she wrote a book called Dodging Energy Vampires. And she talked about this principle in her practice. She's retired now, but she was a gynecologist. And she had sat with thousands of women, and she had recognized that if they had an influence in their life that was very stressful, and I'm talking about a person, if they had a person in their life that was causing them a lot of stress and angst, or maybe trauma, or triggering constantly, or whatever it might be, that they would always be back within her clinic within 6 months with this problem resurfaced. And it reminded me because I had sat with probably 10 people on this day who I had to sit there and say, okay, we had made great progress. You were doing so well. And here we are, and you're not back where you started, but you sure haven't progressed past the last time I saw you. In fact, you have gone backwards. And I always say, and I don't want to discourage people from making an effort with their health to say that you end up back where you started, because you most certainly don't. But often the symptoms do start to come back because there is this one influence. And like I said, it's a person that you are allowing, or that is in your world that you can't easily do something about, that is actually causing the stress. And so can you start to see that if there's a stress, there's a person that's causing you some level of overwhelm, stress, anxiety, whatever word we want to call it, in your day-to-day life, that is a constant stream of stress that you're exposed to. And allowing somebody else to have that much power over us is, well, it's easy for us to say, oh, you know, just try and deal with that person. But sometimes it could be a loved one. Sometimes it could be a parent. It could be a partner. It could be a child. It's not always as easy as saying, see you later, alligator. If it was, I wouldn't be here having this conversation. So first of all, it's important to recognize, does this person actually exist? Often a work colleague or a boss. That's another one that's common. But first of all, yeah, we have to recognize, is this person somebody, is there this person? A, is it me? Do I have a diagnosis? B, is there a person that actually is a trigger? Because just like stress could be your environment that you live in. Perhaps you've got, I know you're allergic or reacting to something, or maybe it could be food. You aren't eating a great diet, so that's stressful on your body. Or maybe you are in a job that you just hate, and that's stressful as well. Just like all these things are stressful, so can that one person who is causing you on the daily to have this cortisol surge, which is there to save you, but it's not supposed to be high all the time. Your cortisol isn't supposed to be constantly turned up. That dial is not supposed to constantly be turned up. So it's important that you start to recognize this, especially if you have gone to your health professional, you have sought help, you were making great progress, and then all of a sudden, you just found yourself back where you started and you can't figure out why. I want to say we need to be able to bring back our own energy. We need to be able to put a break in the circuit and to call back in our energy. And it's not always simple. It's not always possible to actually do something with this person in the moment. So, like I said, we've recognized that this person exists. I would say the second thing is to become a little bit more curious as to what life would be if they weren't there. And this is something that you get to imagine. You get to bring this thought in. You get to think about it and see what it feels like and get curious around the idea of what if that person wasn't actually there. It doesn't mean that they're gone. In fact, this is just in your imagination, but you get to create your own dream. You get to create your own vision, and or we could call that a mind movie. You get to create the mind movie as to what it could look and feel like if that person wasn't there, and allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to continue to think about what that would feel like for you and bring those feelings in as a way of breaking the circuit. And over enough time in doing that, very often you pave a new way to approach this person, or maybe not even just make a decision that you can no longer give your health away to somebody else. It could be as simple as just recognizing that I can no longer give my energy away to someone else. I can no longer do this anymore. I can no longer give my energy to this person. I love them. I want the best for them, but I can no longer give my power away to somebody else, because that's what you're doing on the daily when these people exist. And often you might find at the moment you're actually making excuses for this person. You might find that you are making excuses for their behavior or the way that they treat you or whatever, however they might exist. And that is such an awful place to be in when you realize that perhaps somebody else is taking that away from you. So it's not always a quick A to B, let's get this done, cut all ties scenario. It's very often not at all. It's usually a loved one that we actually do hold dearly. But we do need to recognize this, and we do need to understand the impact that it is having on our health. Because if you do not fix the driver, then your symptoms are going to just continue to reoccur. And it will be one of the hardest things that you potentially ever have to do. But you've got to decide, is it your health? Or is it better in your mind that somebody else takes that away from you? And it might seem easier to say, I'm just going to hand my power away. I'll give up. Even then, if that's the case, start to imagine. Just do that second step. Imagine what it would be like if this person didn't actually exist, or not even exist, but you were able to say, okay, I just need to have some space. Or maybe you do want to imagine that they're gone. I don't know. It's your mind movie. You get to create this story whatever way you like. But I just wanted to create this short episode to talk about this, because I really don't think we realize how much we take other people's energy or opinion on as our own fact, when in fact it's actually not. And again, this is where this circuit breaker needs to come in. And what do you need to do to be able to live your best life? What do you need to be able to do to wake up every morning and think, I can't wait to start this day? I'm in love with my life. I'm in love with this day. I am so excited to be here. And the more we get to create situations that we are in those feelings where we are in love with our life, the better life gets. And I'll tell you what else happens. Your health gets better with that as well. So I hope that this little episode has been helpful. Perhaps you've recognized or learned something you didn't know. It's not a matter of doing anything drastic. It's just starting to become more curious around what else is influencing your health and what are some of the other things that we can start to do to take the power back when it comes to our health, because really, it's really up to us. We do put our trust in other people to take care of us, and there's nothing wrong with that, but ultimately, it does lie with us each individually. So I hope this episode has been helpful. Please share this one around, send it to somebody else who you might feel may benefit from hearing this. And until next time, I hope that this episode has left you feeling happier, healthier, and better. Bye for now.